This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
Everybody, a huge welcome once again to one and all. Great to have your company this evening. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. The show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight on Phoenix FM, on Smart Speaker, online, and so many ways that you can join us. And do please have a look at my Facebook profile right now. You will see that I have just said, if you want to make a song request for this evening, I will do my very best to get the song that you write to me onto the air with a shout out for you tonight. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. Comment on the post there and you will get a mention on the airwaves this evening. Loads of stuff going on as ever. We will find out some celebrity birthdays. There's some very important information about the World Cup of Films. And for reasons I'll go into a little bit later on, we're going to be looking at some random facts throughout the show this evening. It's just gone 4 minutes past six. We've got a new Prime Minister. Are you excited? Is she going to be a damp squib or is she going to be dynamite?
Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kick out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong.
This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach chain like money. Disco, I'm alone, I'm into that, I'm good to go. I'm diamond, you know I glow up. Hey, so let's go. Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Hey. Shining through the city with a little funky song.
So when I'm
Phoenix FM.
Fabulous BTS to get us going this evening. There is Funk and Soul in their track Dynamite. Hope you enjoyed that one to get us going. A couple of people have requested tracks already this evening. If you've just joined us and didn't hear earlier on, I am saying if you request any kind of song via my Facebook profile or Facebook page, I will get it on the airwaves for you this evening. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and the webcams live. You can join us on Mixcloud.com and actually see me in the studio with a blue hoodie and an off-white t-shirt if you're interested in whether I'm fashionable or not. You can make up your own mind by joining in on Mixcloud. It's a bit of a strange day today, quite humid, quite warm. A strange day weather-wise, I mean, it could be a strange day for a lot of other reasons, but quite humid, quite warm. I was working today in North London. There was an absolute downpour for about 15 minutes. Fortunately, I wasn't caught in it. I was safely inside. Would have been nasty if I'd have been, you know, victim to the elements there and then. If any of you were, huge apologies for that. Not my fault, though, is it? I don't control the weather. Anyway, I hope your Tuesday's treating you well. We're going to have a lot of laughs, a lot of interesting facts here on the show that goes like this tonight. Notably, some very random ones, interspersed with celebrity birthdays and the World Cup of Films news, and some of your song requests. If people request songs, they'll get on the airwaves. That is how it works on the show that goes like this tonight. Here's my own song request, because I want to hear it. I like this one. Is this a theme now? Elton John doing collaborations with new artists of the day. This was a few months back, Dua Lipa. He's done one with Britney now, hasn't he?
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the sand is hurling and temptation strong.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, the P-N-A-O remix. P-N-A-U remix. It's annoying when you say the wrong vowel when you've got an acronym with only one vowel in. There we go, though. It's Tuesday. It's the 6th of September. It's still a lovely day in my world. I hope it's a lovely day in your world. So shall we straight away go on to some random facts tonight? I do like to occasionally break away from regular features to bring you some random facts. The randomer, the better, if randomer is even a word, which I don't think it is. The more random, the better. That's definitely a phrase. So if you want to hit me up with some random facts, you can message me, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can email the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. If you've got my number, just WhatsApp me. That's the way it goes. Now, here are some random facts to shock, amaze, amuse, terrify you. Pick one of those words and enjoy. Rubber bands will last much longer when they're refrigerated. It's annoying, isn't it? You get an old rubber band, it's kind of lost a bit of its slack. You go to put it on something and it just breaks. And you're like, I'll throw that away then. Won't happen for anything like the amount of time. Will last so much longer if you keep them in the fridge. Apparently it causes the polymers in them to relax. It keeps the band from breaking down as fast as it normally does. There is a shocker for you. Don't say you don't learn anything on this program. Also, for movie fans out there, have you heard this? Did you know this? All the clocks in the film Pulp Fiction are set to 4:20. Not quite sure why that would be, if that's an important time in the film or important to the director. But all clocks in Pulp Fiction are set to 4:20. Some people state there are two scenes in the film where the clocks are not set to this. You'll have to watch it to find out which ones. There's something interesting. I like that. I genuinely never knew that before. Also, the eye of an ostrich is bigger than its brain. The eye of an ostrich is bigger than its brain. Its eyes are about the size of a snooker ball, but it has a brain that's smaller than that. And actually, with ostriches, one eye is usually slightly smaller than the other. There's something bizarre as well. But the largest pair of eyes in the world belongs to the giant squid. They are around the size of a football, each eye, at least 25 centimetres across. The largest fish eye belongs to the swordfish and is only around 9 centimetres across. So largest eyes in the world, 25 centimetres across, belonging to the giant squid. Incredible. Now, Paul on social media has requested a track. More than happy to get that on the airwaves for you, Paul. Thank you so much for suggesting it. It is now time for a bit of Christa Berg.
Now there'll be no turning back. Beware that hooded old man. said, there is trouble ahead. So you must pay me now.
Don't do it.
You must pay me now.
Don't do it.
I still that voice came from beyond. Whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Krista Berg and Don't Pay the Ferryman for Paul Milton. I hope you enjoyed that, Paul. Thank you very much for suggesting it. Time for some more random facts. I love a random fact. Get ready for these. This one, particularly wonderful. The dot over the small letter I is called a tittle. Did you know that? Yes, the dot over a lowercase I is called a tittle. Also occurs in a J. Oh, yes. Japan has 23 of these per person. What are they? Are you thinking cats? Are you thinking some kind of food stuff? Japan has 23 vending machines per person. So the highest amount of vending machines in the world exist in Japan. So if you love a vending machine, you know where to go, don't you? Craziness. Hang on, what other random facts can I give you right now? A candle's flame is hot, that goes without saying, and blue in zero gravity. Yes, diffusion feeds the flame with oxygen. This allows carbon dioxide to move away from the point of combustion. So whereas where there's gravity, a flame will be orange, where there's zero gravity, a candle's flame will be blue. Here's one. Don't say random facts can't be life hacks. Pour some sugar on the top of a wound and wrap it with a bandage. The granules of the sugar crystals will absorb any moisture that bacteria thrive on. Putting sugar on a cut or graze will make it heal faster. Never heard that before. Sounds a bit crazy to me. I'd be willing to give it a go. Not that I'm wishing an injury on myself, but there you go. Wow. Now, Nick has requested this one from the Divinals. Trust him to request this.
Anybody. Phoenix FM.
The Divinyls, I Touch Myself for Nick. Hope you enjoyed that, Nick. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday evening. Occasionally, in amongst the random facts tonight, I do like to look at what's trending on Twitter, and I genuinely don't understand this, because Philip Schofield was trending on Twitter, and I thought, oh, I'll have a look at that. And I'm not someone that watches morning TV too much, but on Twitter, Philip Schofield is getting a lot of heat this morning because of, I mean, I didn't see the live presentation, but they do a spin to win thing where they spin a wheel and you can win certain amounts of money. And one of the prizes was to have your energy bills paid. And apparently that's the worst thing that could have happened, because they've turned the cost of living crisis into a prize to present something with on this morning. And many, many people are up in arms of it. About it. I actually don't understand it. Maybe it was worse if you actually saw live footage and the way they talked about it to camera. I'm not entirely sure. I don't really understand. If someone wins £1,000 by spinning a wheel, good for them. If they win their energy bills paid for a year, they're probably winning £4,000, aren't they? Or £2,500, or if they cap it, or whatever. So good luck to them. Is it really an issue? I don't understand why anybody would think that was absolutely disgusting. But over 3,500 people have tweeted about Philip Schofield on this morning and think it's very bad. So I'd say to those people, get over yourselves. But none of those people are here with me right now. Anyway, more random facts coming up shortly. Before that, here's a track from Ed Sheeran.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad. Sleep to late nights, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. And while Philip Schofield is trying to come to terms with the hate he's getting on Twitter right now, I just looked and found something else that caught my eye in the Twitterverse. And this is quite interesting, particularly for cat lovers out there. It's not a joke, it's genuine. Reported by the Daily Mail earlier this afternoon, a new cat translator app means your pet can now talk to you. Whether they're meowing, hissing or purring, it's often impossible to know exactly what your feline is thinking. But a new app could help humans decipher what their pets are trying to tell them. It's called Meow Talk, and its founders say they've found a formula that is able to identify a cat's meows and translate them into human languages. It's gone viral recently since being launched in Japan, with 17 million downloads so far and 250 million meows recorded. Whether it actually works is yet to be seen. I've just tried to download it just to see if it was free or would cost. It was free. It's now on my phone. I've got two cats. I'm going to be finding out what they're trying to say later tonight. If you're interested, Meow Talk. I would like to say other cat translator apps are available, but I'm pretty sure this is the first right now, and there is no information online as to whether how reliable or effective it is. I am bringing you breaking news about something that's gone viral. So is it breaking news? Meow Talk, the cat translator app. I'm sure we'll all enjoy that one. While we think about that, here are the Kaiser Chiefs. Good choice.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Kaiser Chiefs, people know how to love one another. Thank you to David for suggesting that one. Hope your Tuesday's still treating you fabulously well. If you have any song requests, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or radio at phoenixfm.com if you want to email the studio. So many ways you can get in touch, and if you do and you request a track and we have it on our system, I will play it for you. We have an extensive system, so go for it. You know, not ridiculously obscure though, don't go for it that much. Right now though, I think it's time for a few celebrity birthdays. It's the 6th of September. Idris Elba is the big 5-0 today. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd is 79 today. Most recent Miss Moneypenny Naomi Harris is 46 today. Pippa Middleton is 39. Kerry Katona is 42. Emily Maitlis is 52. How about this for a coincidence? Tim Henman is 48. Greg Rusedski is 49. I had no idea they were born on the same day. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's yours as well, happy birthday. Genuinely surprised by that. Tim Henman and Greg Rusedski sharing a birthday. Had no idea. Surely that would have come to light before. Well, there you go. There is a shocking revelation for you. And do remember as well, movie fans out there, the World Cup of Films is coming to a climax next week. The final is currently available to vote on. 32 incredible films have been whittled down to 2. We will be dealing with the result in next week's show. The final of the World Cup of Films is available to vote for at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. I highly recommend you get yourself on there and do me a favour. Don't just vote, but retweet the post with the poll in as well. That would be much appreciated. We'll really try and get a record number of poll votes for this one. Already had quite a few coming in, so it's looking exciting. I'll tell you more after 7 o'clock. Until then, though, Tony, with an I, wants to hear Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Always happy to oblige.
Many nights we prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hope for song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill.
Believe,
oh, hope is real.
Phoenix FM.
That's very tuneful. Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston's When You Believe, originally from The Prince of Egypt and used by Leon Jackson on The X Factor as well when he won the show in the final. Great track, always nice to listen to. Thanks to Tony for suggesting that one. Remember, if you want to make any requests throughout tonight's show, I'll do my very best to get them on the airwaves for you. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. You could email us, radio@phoenixfm.com as well. As ever, great to have your company on a Tuesday evening. Keep it here, going to hit you up with loads more random facts and also information about the World Cup of Films in the second hour of the show. And right now, for Laura, we're going to have a little bit of Oasis. I got a new job recently that involves, I won't explain why, but me listening to Don't Look Back in Anger every single night. It's one of those songs that you kind of can't help singing along with no matter how many times you've heard it. This one, bit similar as well. Get your bricks out and build that wonder wall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there. Somehow realize what you not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Yum!
Phoenix FM.
Just get a few bricks and you can be my wonderwall anytime. That was Oasis. Fabulous. Now, back to some real random facts. Enjoy these. X-rays can't detect real diamonds. The X-ray cannot penetrate or identify the materials in the diamond. There's something shocking. Also, this one, I had no idea about this. From 1977 to 2011, the national flag of Libya was just the colour green. That's amazing. One of the only flags ever to just be a single colour and nothing else, no other design. Was that just laziness, or did that really represent their country in some way or another? I've no idea. But from 1977 to 2011, there you go, the national flag of Libya was just the colour green. That surprises me. The plastic tips of shoelaces are called aglets. Bet you didn't know that one. Yeah, that actually has a name. Like the dot over an I or a J is called a tittle. The plastic bits at the end of your shoelaces are called aglets. Also, sign language has tongue twisters. They are known to people who practice sign language as finger fumblers. Had no idea about that myself. And here's one to genuinely shock you. Minnie the Mouse's first name is not Minnie. Minnie is a nickname. Her real first name is Minerva. Now, that has shocked me to my very core. I know Stuart Pink, our fabulous Drive Time host, is driving home right now, wending his way further eastwards. And to help him on his way, he did request a track on the show that goes like this tonight. So, Stuart, here's Brian Hyland just for you. When faced with any song he could have requested, he went for this one. Does that tell us anything about Stuart's psyche, his character, his general well-being, or just that he's a lovely, lovely man? Here you go, Stuart.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Stu's been in touch to say thanks for playing Brian Hyland's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini on his behalf. No problem. Hope you enjoyed it. And also he says he will never look at Minnie Mouse in the same way again. I know, Minerva doesn't sound right, does it? Absolutely ridiculous. Now, don't forget, after 7 o'clock, we'll be talking about the World Cup of Films. Started this afternoon, the final is now available to vote for on Twitter. I'm just sort of whetting your appetite before I talk about it in about 10 minutes' time. But yes, at Bensim Radio, if you want a sneak peek on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote, if you want to retweet the poll, we've already had more votes in the final than either semi-final, and quite a lot came in for those. So it's building, it's exciting, I'll tell you about it very shortly, and more random facts to shock you throughout the second hour of the show as well. Right now, though, thanks to Jim, we're going to hear The Feeling.
I found a switch, turned it on. I hit the ditch, you carried on. I was so near, now you're so far. Are you quite sure just who you are? Oh, I know you could choose a friend, but you don't seem to have the time.
FM.
Classic track, The Feeling, and Love It When You Call. Always enjoyed listening to that one. More votes coming in on the final of the World Cup of Films. I'm excited. It's really building. So that is fabulous. A few retweets as well. If you have already cast a vote, do me a favour. Also give that poll a retweet. Let's share it to more film lovers out there and really get the record for World Cups here on the show that goes like this. Let's make this one the one with the most votes ever. Could happen. It looks like it's well on the way. Thanks to everybody that's voted so far. Coming up to the end of the first hour, it's flown by for me, hopefully has for you as well. Let's do a few more random facts. This is bizarre and bizarrely official as well. April the 11th, 1954. Do you know what happened on that day? That day is notable for not being notable. April the 11th, 1954 was recorded as the most boring day in the world. Statistics show that no significant occurrences took place in the world. This was calculated by a computer search program which could calculate the number of important events that occur all over the world simultaneously. Don't ask how they did it in the 50s. Could they do it again these days? What with social media and people posting things everywhere all the time, I doubt there could ever be a day recorded as showing no significant occurrences. Why can't I say significant? I can, I've just said it. Good. Well done. Now, here's another good random fact. Tiramisu translates to take me to heaven in Italian. I love that. The language implies that the dish is so good it would take you to heaven. It's well loved all over the world, yes. Did you know that though? Tiramisu, take me to heaven. Here's a confusing random fact for you before we get another track to take us through 7 o'clock. Buttermilk does not contain any butter. That's upset me a little bit, to be honest. Okay, now, Ron would like to hear Del Shannon's Run Away. Is it because it's nearly got his name in it? This one's for you, Ron.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Del Shannon's Runaway. Remember, on the show that goes like this, we're not constrained by genre or time. I will play any song from any release time as long as it fits in with what we're doing on the show that night. And on the show tonight, we're playing any tracks that you request that I can gain access to. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, radio@phoenixfm.com on email. Use any of those ways to contact me. Also, the Mixcloud video feed at mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix FM. If you have an account, that has a chat box on the side. You can make requests in there as well. So many ways you can get in touch. So make the effort tonight and get your song on the airwaves. Many have done it so far, thanks to those of you that have been in touch this evening. Now, we are past 7 o'clock. I can finally talk about it. I've been itching to all evening. The final of the World Cup of Films is underway. One of two films will be declared the greatest movie ever made. Semi-final one was between Toy Story and The Empire Strikes Back. Toy Story got 32% of the vote, Empire Strikes Back 68%. Semi-final two was between Avengers Endgame and Back to the Future. Avengers with 21% of the vote, Back to the Future 79%, which means one of The Empire Strikes Back and Back to the Future this time next week will be declared the greatest movie of all time. Incredible. The World Cup of Films is down to the final two. The Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future. If you would like to vote on the official The Show That Goes Like This poll, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Find the profile. It's at the top right now. Single click or tap to cast your vote, but do me a favour, give it a retweet as well. That would be much appreciated, so as many film fans as possible see this all-important poll. I will say exactly what it states in the post. The World Cup of Films, the final. I've said it loud because it's in capitals. You can only watch one of these films. Which one would you choose? The Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future? One of those will be the greatest movie of all time, officially, according to this programme. I'm excited. I love both those films. I've cast my own vote. I'm not going to tell you which way I went. With the early voting, bearing in mind there are 6 days still left, The Empire Strikes Back currently on 61% of the vote, Back to the Future on 39% of the vote. It's going to be close, I think. A lot could still happen. The Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future? Back to the Future, surely one of the greatest trilogies ever made. The Empire Strikes Back is what probably made Star Wars the success that it became. Because, yes, the original Star Wars was released before it was really called A New Hope. And the sequel then, the furore about the sequel, the twist in the sequel, the storyline continuing, showed everybody that there could be a whole Star Wars universe, which has really taken off and gone absolutely crazy over the last 45 years. Incredible. Will it be Back to the Future? Will it be The Empire Strikes Back? Only you, lovely leg-end listeners and voters, can decide. At Benson Radio on Twitter, do it right now. Get it up on your phone. Single tap to cast a vote, then retweet the poll. Fabulous. Okay, now Sally wants to hear Lewis Capaldi. I can do that for you, Sally.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just words it's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. Nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Phoenix FM.
It's emotive, that, isn't it? Fabulous. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. Over, while more votes trickle in for the final of the World Cup of Films, over once again to some random facts to keep us entertained during the show that goes like this tonight. Here's some. I love the fact that I don't know any of these. Brunch was invented as a way of curing hangovers. This meal would be enjoyed as a late breakfast that leans more towards fatty foods. This came from the belief that alcohol causes cravings for greasy food to increase. There's a shocker. Also, the continental plates move at the same rate that fingernails grow. That seems quite a lot to me. Research suggests that in some time in the far future, a supercontinent may form. The continents currently are continuously moving a few centimetres every year. Not really enough to notice, but, you know, give it a few thousand years, you notice. Here's something bizarre as well. Sailors working for the Royal Navy need special permission to grow their beards. Once this is approved, they are given 2 weeks to grow a full beard before presenting themselves to a master at arms. This person then decides if the beard looks presentable enough to keep. Had no idea facial hair growth was that strict in the Royal Navy. And then here's something to make you feel a little bit bizarre as well. We've seen stuff recently with the James Webb Telescope images about very clear images looking out into space and the number of stars there are in our galaxy. Well, get ready for a shocking stat. There are fewer stars in the Milky Way than there are trees on Earth. According to statistics, there are around 3 trillion trees on the planet and only about 400 billion stars. That's quite incredible, isn't it? Wowzers. What's that, about 7 times less? Wowzers, I'm amazed. I don't get very amazed very often, as you can tell, but I certainly don't often say wowzers twice in quick succession. Now I've said it 3 times, it's all got too much. I need to go and lie down. Dominic wants to hear the lightning seeds. Go on then.
to fly away on sugar coated wings. I'm sinking deep, I'm going under that sugar coated iceberg. Tastes so sweet until you tumble those sugar coated lies. All those tricky things you said on angel wings, they're flying round my head. You were cheap, but I was sold. I should forget you, but I won't be told. I'm sinking deep, I'm going under that sugar coating. Iceberg tastes so sweet until you tumble those sugar-coated lies. Sweet and sour as golden coal, a sugar iceberg stole my soul. Hit it deep inside my heart, threw it through me like a poison dart. I'm sinking deep, I'm going under that sugar-coated iceberg. Tastes so sweet until you tumble those sugar-coated lies. My little sweet sugar-coated iceberg, you melt beneath my feet. You shoot me up, but then I tumbled those sugar-coated lies. Sugar-coated iceberg.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Lightning Seeds and Sugar Coated Iceberg. It's just gone 7:15 on this fabulous Tuesday, the 6th of September. Hope it's treating you well. Glad that you're sharing part of it with me tonight on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. Available on FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, and phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Also ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM or join us through the video feed on mixcloud.com as well. So many ways you can be here. We're doing a lot of random facts throughout the show tonight as well. Here are some more for you. The most popular names around the world in the last 100 years. Can you guess? For men and for women. For women, the most popular name of the last 100 years is Mary. For men, it's James. Yes. There we go. That's surprising, really, isn't it? When you think of all the names around the world, incredible. Most girls named Mary, most boys named James over the last 100 years. Children are born less frequently on Saturdays. Most children in the world are born on a Thursday. There we go. Extra random fact for you. And something completely different. In McDonald's, 75 burgers are sold every second. That's across all McDonald's worldwide, but that is a bit of a shocker, isn't it? 75 burgers sold every second in McDonald's. Wowzers! While we come to terms with that, Helen has asked to hear a bit of Phil Collins. I've always wondered, was he really trying to say studio and just fumbling over his words at the time? It's a studio, anyway. Go on, Phil. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. There's a girl that's been
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phil Collins and Susudio. I don't think he was trying to say studio, but I'll never know unless I ask him. Maybe I'll go and look for him tonight and find out. Just because it flows quite nicely afterwards, I'm not going to talk too much, and I'm going to just play another song that I'm particularly looking forward to hearing. Huge thanks to Liam for requesting it. Classic Queen.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Defying the laws of gravity, I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb about to
explode.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh.
Sonic man out of you.
Don't
stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you're a fan of politics, have a look at the news right now. Liz Truss beginning to put together her brand new cabinet. A few people have been announced. I'm not going to go through it too much on the airwaves because I want to get more tracks in and more random facts in. Just letting you know, because we have a live news feed into the studio here, a couple of people have been announced. Have a look if you're interested deeply in who's going to be in the new Liz Truss cabinet. Okay, some more random facts to keep you entertained on the show that goes like this. This seems a lot to me. 1,700 people in the US become millionaires every day. That's amazing. You can't hum while holding your nose. I knew that. Have a go right now. Prove it to yourself. You can't hum while holding your nose. I know someone will message in and say, I did it. Nope, I don't believe it. Also, you're more likely to have a weird or scary dream when sleeping on your stomach. This is because sleeping positions can give different pressure on your body depending on which one you take up. So sleeping on your stomach restricts other movements compared to sleeping on your side or back. Researchers believe this may be why the intensity of your dreams differentiate depending on your sleeping position. Now, here's a couple of weird ones that just seem like that can't be true, but it is true. Your eyeballs do not grow or change their size as you age. Generally, only the vertical measure changes, but by a tiny amount. By the time we reach 20 to 21, our eyes will be at their permanent state. Okay? You say that's a bit weird. Our height is at a permanent state from the age of about 20 to 21, isn't it, for a lot of people? Anyway, okay, here's something weird. Blue-eyed people have higher alcohol tolerance. That is shocking. And there will be plenty more random facts in the last half hour of the show, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. And thanks to Ellie, we're now going to hear Dexie, who loves running at midnight.
Phoenix FM.
Dex's Midnight Runners classic, Come On Eileen. Ellie did say she wanted to hear that in honour of Liz Truss. And there is something about the fact that Liz isn't her real name, I think. Isn't that right? Her name is actually Mary Elizabeth Truss, according to Ellie. Thanks for sending that in. Interesting. Her name's not Eileen, though, is it? Anyway, hey, you having a great Tuesday? We've only got just under half an hour to go on the show that goes like this tonight. Literally all happening. And do remember, you can still cast your vote in the final of the World Cup of Films. Empire Strikes Back, edging further ahead as we speak. 69-31 over Back to the Future. It could all change, though, thanks to everybody that's voted so far, and particularly those who've retweeted. Much appreciated, so we can get the poll out to as many film lovers as possible. What will be decided to be the greatest movie of all time? I'll reveal it on the airwaves next week. That poll is running up until around about 6 o'clock next Tuesday evening. So it could all change, but currently 69-31 in favour of The Empire Strikes Back over Back to the Future. The World Cup of Films final is in play right now and is very exciting. Now, for Sheila, we're going to hear some Kylie. Hey, you're going to have a dance, Sheila. It's all in the title. Go for it. Enjoy yourself. Here it comes.
No one wants to stay at home. Nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop. I'm going to give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? I can't stand still. I won't slow down. When I go, this is where I wanna be with you, your arms wrapped around me, and fireworks reflecting in your eyes. And this is how I wanna feel, the wind, the kiss, the music, feeling, getting down, riding all the highs. Can't stand still, I won't slow down. Story, let it be a blaze of glory, burning bright, never fade away. When the final curtain falls, we can say we did it all, the never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow down.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Kylie was dancing. 23 minutes and 18 seconds left. Here are some more random facts for you tonight. Smelling green apples can help with weight loss. A research program has stated that the smell can help curb your hunger. The neutral sweet scent that comes from green apples and bananas is enough to temporarily forget about hunger. Truly shocking random fact. A snail has 2,500 of what? Have a guess.
I was surprised. A snail has 2,500 teeth. They can be found on their tongue that's covered in ridges. Snails eat by rubbing their tongue on its food while the ridges cut it into tiny pieces. So they act as teeth. 2,500 teeth. Here's something worrying, although I doubt many people would try it. If you stayed awake for 2 weeks straight, you could die. Sleep deprivation can cause your mental and motor responses to become unstable, thus causing a much higher risk to your safety. And we were talking about space earlier on, weren't we, and the number of trees on the planet being greater than the number of stars in our solar system and galaxy. Well, apparently, I don't know if anybody would ever, well, I don't know how you know this for absolute fact, because it would result in certain death to even attempt it. Space partly smells like diesel fuel and barbecues, mainly due to the amount of dying stars in our galaxy. The combustion releases a compound called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which smell like diesel fuel and barbecues. There you go. Finally, one strand of hair can hold up to 3 ounces of weight. The average person's head contains about 100,000 strands of hair. So, therefore, if you tried to lift something with your entire hairs on your head, you could lift up to 12 tons. There's something amazing. Here's Doja Cat, even if she says so herself.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Doja Cat and Say So. More random facts for you right now. This is a bit surprising. The most widely printed book in the world is what? Not the Bible. The IKEA catalogue. Yes, it is the IKEA catalogue with over 200 million copies being circulated annually. That surprised me. Crocodiles are one of the planet's oldest living creatures. They have survived for over 200 million years, maybe due to their superb ability to be able to go for long periods without eating. Here's another surprise as well. Maybe it's less surprising if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, but the Aurora Borealis has a sister phenomenon called the Aurora Australis. The Aurora Australis, it can be viewed in the Southern Hemisphere, and the light show it executes is as exciting and beautiful as the Aurora Borealis we've all heard about and want to travel to the northernmost parts of Europe to be able to see. So yeah, I'd forgotten that. The Aurora Borealis has a sister phenomenon called the Aurora Australis. Okay, more random facts to come later. And now, thanks to Brenda, we're going to hear Katy Perry. She's having a dream about someone of a particular age.
Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry and Teenage Dream there. Some more random facts to squeeze in before we leave you tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Don't go anywhere. Hasn't finished yet. Vote still coming in for the World Cup of Films final. Do remember to retweet the poll. That poll is live until next Tuesday evening. Want to get as many votes in as possible. See if we can get it to go viral. Go on, people. Love it when the Twitterverse works like that. Now, some more random facts for you. You cannot actually crack your knuckles. The sound that is made when you do that is nothing to do with bones or joints. It's the gases that are released when you put pressure on them. When joints are stretched, pockets of gas between the joints are released. So you're not actually cracking your knuckles. You're just releasing gas into the atmosphere, which gives that cracking sound. Now, your funny bone is actually a nerve, which is why if you hit it, you get that intense pain. This funny bone connects the shoulder to the elbow and also has the ulnar nerve running along it. The nerve is responsible for sensing feelings in the ring and little fingers as well. Pineapples are named after pine cones. That's something surprising, isn't it? It's mainly due to the similarity of the spiky outer skin. I did not know that pine cones came first, and that's why pineapples are named as such. Here's something unnecessary. Now, we all love a Kit Kat. We've all enjoyed Kit Kat Chunkies over the years. You may have noticed recently you've had things like peanut butter Kit Kats, caramel Kit Kats, a slightly wacky variety of different Kit Kat options available. Orange ones I've seen, mint ones, maybe up to sort of 7 or 8 flavours here in the UK. In Japan, there are more than 200 flavours of Kit Kat. I think that's unnecessary, but that's just me. Do you feel the same? Now, thanks to Ian, who suggested it, we're going to hear Clean Bandit and Louisa Johnson. Don't cry.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean, as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion, and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain?
He's
Phoenix FM.
Clean Bandit and Louisa Johnson with Tears. Final few random facts to squeeze in before I leave you tonight. Don't forget Rob Harvey up next with Synth City, so keep it here after me from 8 until 10. Fantastic electronic music guaranteed. Now then, last few random facts. New Zealand was once auctioned on eBay. Genuinely true. In 2006, an Australian man put it on eBay with a starting bid of $1. The bidding prices were raised to $3,000 before officials of the website shut it down. Also, on a completely different take, there is a city in Oregon called Boring. I don't know how exciting it is to live there, but it has a sister city in Scotland called Dull. I didn't know there was a place in Scotland called Dull, but yeah, there you go. Have we got time for anything else? Yes, let's do one more. Leeches were used to predict the weather. It was a common practice during the Victorian era. However, further research proved that this type of prediction method was unreliable. You don't say. There you go. Well, don't say you don't learn anything on the show that goes like this. I think it's fair to say tonight we've learned some shocking things through random facts, like giant squid eyes are 25 centimetres across, X-rays can't detect diamonds, Minnie Mouse is actually called Minerva Mouse, sailors in the Navy need permission to grow a beard, and a snail has 2,500 teeth. I think those are all truly shocking revelations. It's been wonderful to bring the show that goes like this to you once again tonight. Do remember to cast your votes on the final of the World Cup of Films. If you were faced with the choice of only watching one of the two finalists, which would you go for? The Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future? Two films with the word back in have made it to the final. I'm surprised. Oh, one other random fact I'm going to squeeze in because I like animals. Only owning one guinea pig is illegal in Switzerland. Guinea pigs are herd animals and become severely depressed when alone. So Switzerland has made it illegal to only own one. You must have multiples. Fabulous. Well, we need a track to play us out. And thanks for all your suggestions throughout the show tonight. I'm going to play one that I would like to play you out with this evening. I'll be back again at the same time next week. Get jumping up and down right now, because finishing off tonight, the Pointer Sisters. See you soon.
Yeah.